The first half will be brought to you by the Savings and Loan Foundation. The third period by Marlboro and Alpine Cigarettes and Pal Razors. And the fourth period by the Ford Motor Company. It's a cold day in New York, a temperature of 20 degrees under fairly sunny skies, and there's a strong northwest wind at 25 to 30 miles per hour sweeping over the triple-deck stands and swirling inside the stadium. But this is the game of the year in professional football, the game that fans across the nation have been waiting for, the game that has everything. And for the third time in 3 years, the Green Bay Packers have won their way into the title game by topping the Western Division of the National Football League. For the second straight year, they'll be meeting the New York Giants, the Eastern Division champs, and the Giants will be out to gain revenge for the 37-0 defeat hung on them at Green Bay City Stadium last year. They'll be out to stop the league domination by the Packers, and they'll be working at it in front of the home folks here at Yankee Stadium. Again, this game will match coaches who a few years ago were both assistants on the Giants staff under Jim Lee Howell. It was just a little more than 4 years ago that Vince Lombardi left his job as offensive coach for the Giants and took over as head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Packers after Green Bay had lost 10, won one, and tied one in the 1958 season. In 1959 in Bangor, Maine, the Giants and the Packers met in an exhibition game, and the Giants won. Since that time, the Green Bay Packers have not lost a preseason game. The two teams also met during the regular 1959 season here in Yankee Stadium, and the Giants beat Green Bay 20-3. Since that time, the Packers have not lost a regular season game to an Eastern Division team, although the Philadelphia Eagles beat them in the championship game in 1960. So in the span of 4 short years, Vince Lombardi has taken the Green Bay Packers from the bottom of the league to the pinnacle of football success. But Allie Sherman, who took over the helm of the Giants after Jim Lee Howell retired, has known success too. Twice he's led the New York Giants to the Eastern Division Championship, last year with a 10-3-1 record, this year with a 12-2 mark. And the only prize that has eluded Allie Sherman is the league championship. This is the prize his Eastern Division champions will be trying to win for him today. Over the years, these two teams have met 33 times. Green Bay has won 16 of those games, the Giants have won 15, and two have been tied. The Packers and the Giants have been matched for the championship on 4 occasions. The Packers have won 3 times, the Giants once. They met for the first time in a championship game back in 1938, and the Giants won 23-17 here in New York. The next year in Milwaukee, the Packers gained revenge as they shut out the Giants 27-0. In 1944, Green Bay beat New York for the championship 14-7 at the Polo Grounds. And last year, the Packers recorded that 37-0 shutout at Citi Stadium in Green Bay. Altogether, the Packers have played in 6 of these championship games, winning 4 of them. The Giants set a playoff game record every time they're winning their way into this battle because they've participated in 12 of these games already, this being their 13th, more than any other team in the National Football League. The Giants have won the championship 3 times in those 12 games. The last time they held the league title was in 1956 when they beat the Chicago Bears 47-7. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. Once again, the Savings and Loan Foundation brings you on behalf of your insured Savings and Loan Association, the Game of Games, the professional football championship of the National Football League. We invite you to join the more than 30 million Americans who make insured Savings and Loan Associations their headquarters for thrift. Remember, where you save does make a difference. And this game is brought to you by Marlboro, the filtered cigarette with the unfiltered taste. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro, so settle back and listen to today's big game with a Marlboro cigarette. And today's NFL championship game is also being brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Super Torque Fords, middleweight Fairlanes, fun-filled Falcons, and classic Thunderbirds. The new Fords for 63, the most popular cars in Ford's history. Briefly now, these are the tentative starting lineups for today's game. On offense, the New York Giants will have Del Schaffner at left end. At left tackle, Roosevelt Brown. At left guard, Darrell Dentz. At center, the veteran Ray Waseca. At right guard will be Jack Stroud. At right tackle, Greg Larson. At right end, Joe Walton. The quarterback will be Y.A. Tittle, who's had himself quite a year. At left halfback, we will have Phil King. And at right halfback, the flanker back, it will be Frank Gifford, coming back after a year of retirement. And the fullback will be Alex Webster. On defense, the Green Bay Packers will line up with Willie Davis at left end. At left tackle will be Dave Hanner. At right tackle, Henry Jordan. and at right end, Bill Quinlan. The left linebacker will be Dan Curry, the middle linebacker, Ray Nitschke, and the right side linebacker will be Bill Forrester. At the left corner position, Herb Adderley. At left safety, Hank Greminger. At right safety, Willie Wood. And the right corner man will be Jess Whittington. On offense, the Packers will line up this way. At left end, Max McGee. At left tackle, Bob Skoronski. At left guard, Fuzzy Thurston. At center, the veteran Jim Ringo. At right guard, Jerry Kramer. At right tackle, Forrest Gregg. And at the tight end, Ron Kramer. The quarterback will be Bart Starr. At left halfback, it will be either Paul Horning or Tom Moore. Coach Vince Lombardi has not committed himself as yet as to who will start in that position. The fullback will be the National Football League's leading ground gainer, Jimmy Taylor. And the flanker back will be Boyd Dollar. On defense, the New York Giants will have Jim Tetkavage at left end. At left tackle will be Dick Modulewski. At right tackle, Rosie Greer. And at right end, Andy Robicelli. The left side linebacker will be the only rookie starting in today's championship game, Bill Winter. The middle linebacker will be Sam Huff. And the right side linebacker, Tom Scott. At the left corner position, Erich Barnes. At left safety, Alan Webb. At right safety, Jimmy Patton. And at the right corner position, Dick Lynch. Those are the tentative starting lineups for today's championship game. In this 1962 season, the defending champions, the Green Bay Packers, compiled a 13-1 record, their only loss being to the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day by a score of 26-14. Still, the Packers went right down to the final game before winning the championship, as the Chicago Bears edged the Lions 3-0, and the Packers put the icing on the cake by winning their final game against the Los Angeles Rams 20-17. Just the opposite of last season, when they took the Eastern Division Championship on the last day of the regular season, the Giants found themselves in the same boat as the 1961 Packers when they clinched the division title in their 12th game this year. The Giants finished with 9 straight wins and a 12-2 record. Their only losses of the season came on opening day against Cleveland by a 17-7 score, and in their fifth game of the year when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat them 20-17. The difference in these two teams could narrow down to the difference between the two opposing quarterbacks, Bart Starr of the Packers and Y.A. Tittle of the Giants. During the season, there's been little to choose between them. Tittle is the more daring and probably the better long passer. Bart Starr is a fine short passer and probably the best signal caller in the league. They finished 1-2 in the final ratings, with Starr edging Tittle as the league's top-rated quarterback, although Yap threw 33 touchdown passes to set a league record. Tittle is the key to the Giants' success. He's 35 years old and is in his 15th season as a pro quarterback, 11 of them in the NFL, and this has been his best year. While he threw those 33 touchdowns, his gambles also put him near the top of the league in interceptions, as he had 20 passes stolen. But Tittle has the flair to keep the Giants' offense perked up throughout the game. He uses the pass so effectively that the ground attack is only a menace, used to keep the other team honest from time to time. Starr is not as apt as Tittle to call a successfully unorthodox play, but this also means that he's not as likely to have a play backfire. With his conservative style, he's the perfect quarterback for Vince Lombardi's system, a football machine built on the theory that the team that makes the fewest errors will win. Starr appreciates very well his team's strong running. He'll smash away with the league's top ground gainer, Jimmy Taylor, or Tom Moore, or Paul Horning. When the defense pulls in to stop the running, he starts to throw. It's obvious then that the Packers and the Giants base their offenses on different philosophies. The Packers set up their ground attack to tighten the defense so they can pass, while the Giants establish their passing game to open up the defense for their running. In throwing those 33 touchdown passes, Y.A. Tittle fires 375 times, completing 200 of them for a passing percentage of 53.3%. As we said, he had 20 intercepted. Starr threw 285 passes, completing 178 of them, or 62.5%. He had 12 touchdown passes and only 9 intercepted. For receivers, Tittle has Del Schaffner, ranked 9th in the league, catching 53 passes for 1,133 yards and 12 touchdowns. Fullback Alex Webster caught 47 for 477 yards and 4 touchdowns. Flanker Frank Gifford gathered in 39 passes for 796 yards and 7 touchdowns, while tight end Joe Walton caught 33, scoring 9 touchdowns and totaling 406 yards. Bart Starr threw almost equally to end Max McGee and flanker Boyd Dollar. McGee caught 49 passes for 820 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Dollar took down 49 passes and scored 2 touchdowns. Tight end Ron Kramer, who was Star's target when the going got tough, caught 37 passes and scored 7 TDs. On the ground, the Packers have the edge. Jimmy Taylor led the league, amassing 1,474 yards in 272 attempts for almost 5.5 yards per try average. Alex Webster was the Giants' leading ground gainer with 743 yards in 207 attempts, averaging 3.6 yards per carry. Taylor also led the league in scoring with 114 points as he set a new league record with 19 touchdowns, all of them running. However, New York's Don Chandler finished second in the scoring race as he totaled 104 points on 19 field goals and 48 extra points. Paul Hoening, who set a record in last year's title game by scoring 19 points, was out with a bad knee for most of the season. However, he appeared in the Packers' final three games and is in good shape for today's battle. As late as yesterday, though, Coach Vince Lombardi declined to name Hoening as his starting left halfback over Tom Moore. The rest of the Packers squad is in tip-top condition, with the exception of right guard Jerry Kramer, who will be playing today's game with a rib fracture. The Giants will probably not be able to use the services of halfback Paul Dudley, who has a bad knee. The Giants have a slight edge in both age and experience over the defending champions. The experience may be an advantage, the age probably isn't. When the 22 starters for each team are considered, the Giants average a year and a half older, 29 to 27 and a half. The experience edge for the Giants is more than a year apiece. Now, this can be accounted for in two places. On their roster, the Giants have 7 rookies, but only one is a starter. The Packers have 5 rookies. None of them are regular. The Giants have 10 players with 8 or more years' experience. The Packers have only 5, 2 of whom do not start. New York's veterans include defensive end, also assistant coach Andy Robustelli, with 12 years playing time. Quarterback Y.A. Tittle with 11 years in the National Football League, 15 altogether in pro football. And Frank Gifford, Tom Scott, Dick Modzelewski, Jack Stroud, and center Ray Witeka with 10 years experience. Rosie Brown has been with the Giants 9 years, and Jimmy Patton and Alex Webster for 8 years. The Packers' old-timers include Dave Hanner with 11 years service, linebacker Bill Forrester and center Jim Ringo, 10-year veterans and ends Lou Carpenter and Gary Knappel with 9 years apiece. As we mentioned, the only rookie starter in today's game will be Bill Winter of Little St. Olaf College in Minnesota, who will go at left linebacker for the Giants. As this season started, the Packers were odds-on favorites to win the Western title. As stated so many years, as so many times this year by scouts of the other clubs, everybody knows what the Packers are going to do, but they do it so well you can't contain them. How can you stop with blocking and tackling? Execution is the key to the Packers' success. Coach Allie Sherman of the New York Giants lists 5 reasons why his Giants made it to the title game and rates them a better ball club than last year. First of all, Y.A. Tittle became thoroughly familiar with the Giants' system and their personnel. Secondly, Phil King established himself as a running threat from the left halfback position to diversify the Giant attack. Third, Alan Webb, an Arnold College graduate that the Giants picked up from the New England Sandlots last season, came through as a safety man to fill a weakness in the Giants' defense. Fourth, rookie Bill Winter did a fine job at left linebacker. And fifth, the offensive line has improved greatly over last year, especially in giving protection to Tittle. Even though the Packers are listed as favorites in this game, most everyone